From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British counterterrorism police say a former Russian double agent whom Russian President Vladimir Putin had vowed to kill was poisoned by a nerve agent. More from Reuters' David Doyle.
The UK's head of counterterrorism is now leading the investigation to find those responsible.
I've been very clear, we've identified a nerve agent, that's helping our investigation, but I'm not going to give any further detail at this stage.
He did, however, confirm that one of the first police officers at the crime scene on Sunday is also now seriously ill. The incident's already prompted a war of words between Russia and the UK.
That should evidence emerge.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson talking up a robust response if Moscow is found to be behind the poisoning. Russia has hit out at the speculation in the UK press and called Johnson's remarks wild. A source close to the investigation has told Reuters that Russian involvement is just one of the scenarios being examined.
The conflict in Syria has entered a new phase of horror, the United Nations human rights chief said on Wednesday. In addition, Olaf Skog, the permanent representative of Sweden to the United Nations, said the Security Council had a meeting Wednesday.
The message that will pass today is really that, you know, we demand full and immediate implementation of the resolution that the Security Council has adopted unanimously. At the least, we want to see facilitation letters signed for another convoy to Eastern Ghouta so that that can happen as soon as possible, preferably tomorrow.
Attacks in Eastern Ghouta reportedly killed up to 100 people. That was just on Monday alone. It did make the deadliest day since the UN Security Council demanded a 30-day ceasefire for Syria. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The 19-year-old who confessed to committing the high school massacre at a high school in the state of Florida has now been indicted on 17 counts of premeditated murder and 17 counts of attempted murder. Nicholas Cruz could face the death penalty in that case, but the prosecutor has not announced whether he plans to push for it. Cruz has been jailed since the shooting that resulted in the deaths of 14 students and 3 adults. The International Monetary Fund and European leaders pushed back Wednesday against U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying it would provoke a calamitous global trade war. The European Commission, the executive arm of the 28-nation European Union, detailed retaliatory tariffs it plans to impose on prominent U.S. products if Mr. Trump carries out his plan. And still, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president plans to sign something by week's end, and she was asked if some countries would be exempt. Mexico and Canada, she says, are already being considered, but she said it may not be limited to them.
Case by case and country by country basis, but it would be determined whether or not there is a national security exemption.
Trade war fears pushed U.S. and some Asian stock markets lower Wednesday following the resignation of U.S. President Donald Trump's top economic advisor.
Gary Cohn, director of the National Economic Council, was a leading administration opponent of Trump's plan to impose 25% tariffs on steel imports and 10% tariffs on aluminum imports. In Wednesday's trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 0.6%. In Asia, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 1%, while Japan's Nikkei Stock Index had a smaller loss. As director of the NEC, Cohn tried to push Trump to abandon his tariff plan, but the president reiterated Tuesday he will impose the measures in the coming days. Millar Sega, VOA News.
A congressional Republican lawmaker attempted to revive the U.S. Senate debate on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. But another Republican objected to it, and the movement on the issue is once again delayed. This is a day after the program, also known as DACA, expired under a mandate by U.S. President Donald Trump. It means that protections for hundreds of thousands of children or dreamers brought to the U.S. illegally are in limbo. In the meantime, federal court battles over Mr. Trump's DACA order have prevented deportations from moving forward. It is a reprieve for so-called dreamers, but it could end at any time. Democrats flexed their muscles in the first primary voting of the 2018 midterm congressional election cycle in the state of Texas Tuesday. More than 1 million Democrats cast ballots in the Senate primary for U.S. Senate. It's the highest number since 1994, the last time Democrats were able to win a statewide race in a state that remained dominated by Republicans. I'm Tommy McNeil.
That's the latest world news from VOA.